Last week, the Senate tried and failed to cut a deal to protect people who have coverage under DACA. That's the program for undocumented immigrants who were brought to the country as children. Now, those immigrants are still in limbo. So are their employers and their communities. NPR's Joel Rose visited one town in Georgia that has been watching the immigration debate closely.
Dalton calls itself the carpet capital of the world. It's a town in the Appalachian foothills where wall-to-wall carpeting was basically invented after World War II. Today, Dalton is ringed by big factories that make most of the carpets sold in the U.S., where hulking machines weave bright-colored yarns together.
We make rugs and the yarn for rugs.
Ahmed Salama runs the U.S. branch of Oriental Weavers, an Egyptian company. Salama recently showed me around his factory in Dalton. He says it's hard to find the workers he needs to keep these machines running.
We are suffering very much from shortage of labor, skilled labor, here in Dalton.
Business is booming in Dalton. The town has finally bounced back from the Great Recession, when it suffered some of the worst job losses in the country. Now employers here have a different problem: too many open jobs and not enough applicants to fill them.
2 years ago, I wished I'd had this problem because you could have wallpapered our office with the resumes.
Leighton Roberts runs a staffing company near Dalton, and he's scrambling to fill hundreds of job openings. Roberts supports President Trump, thinks he's been good for business. Still, he's anxious about what Trump's immigration policies could mean for the local economy.
What kind of impact, if those folks are going to be deported, what's that going to have on the labor force? And it's a legitimate question.
Roberts is concerned about the future of DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. DACA allows undocumented immigrants brought to the country as children to live and work here. It's now at the center of the immigration debate on Capitol Hill and in the courts. The Trump administration has moved to end the program, saying that Congress needs to come up with a replacement. But employers in Dalton are worried that lawmakers won't be able to agree on a deal to do that. Rob Bradham is the president of the local Chamber of Commerce.
DACA has been a big issue for us just because they're valuable employees to our industries and we don't want to lose them.
Bradham says as many as 4,000 DACA recipients live in the Dalton area, and that's not the only thing employers here are worried about. The Trump administration has also threatened to crack down on businesses that hire undocumented immigrants. That's bringing back memories in Dalton. In the 1990s, immigration authorities raided some of the biggest carpet mills in town. Now, Immigration and Customs Enforcement is talking about ramping up workplace raids again, as Acting Director Thomas Homan told NPR.
This year, you're going to see a significant increase in worksite enforcement. We're going to hold employers responsible and take action on the employer, plus we're going to arrest the illegal alien that's working at the site.
In Georgia, this should not be a problem. The state passed a law a few years ago that requires big employers to use the federal E-Verify system. That online system reviews paperwork to ensure that workers have legal status. But immigration lawyers say, in practice, the system is not foolproof.
There are some employers in this area that I know of that do hire a lot of illegal immigrants.
Joe Baldwin is a local immigration attorney. He says he's gotten calls from nervous employers.
They're saying, I can't afford to lose these employees that are really sort of running things here. You know, these guys have no criminal records. They've got families. They're really part of my family now. What can we do? Unfortunately, more times than not, the answer is there's no solution.
Community leaders told me that only about 10% of immigrants in Dalton are here illegally, and that most do have legal status. Some have lived in Dalton for decades, raised families, and started businesses.
This is Mariscos Puerto Vallarta. It's a family restaurant. My family been doing this for over 30 years.
That's Cesar Nuno. His family owns the restaurant where I met some local businessmen for ceviche and tacos. One of them, Francisco Paniagua, owns two car dealerships in the Dalton area. He told me there's fear and uncertainty hanging over a lot of families.
A family that has someone with DACA, they don't know yet what's going to happen. They could buy houses, they could buy cars, whatever, but they are afraid. They are not spending money right now, I think.
These community leaders say that's a problem for business and the region's economy. Joel Rose, NPR News, Dalton, Georgia.